I'm getting myself on the road in January, back on the road. So I want to let your audience know about that tour coming up. All right. Well, how do I do that?
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
Something insane is happening right now. Something abnormal.
Yeah.
Tim Heidecker's here. That's not normal. Normally, it's just the three
on
of
Joy
us.
Tactics.
It might become normal. Maybe.
It's very possible.
It is.
Depending on how this blows up. Could be four guys on your show.
If this is somebody's only episode, this will be the most normal. This will be their only reality, really.
I feel like, do you have guests sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Once in a while, we'll have guests.
Okay. Once in a blue moon. But we
internet. Yeah, we do that sometimes.
But we started off the podcast, I think, with the, like, it's in our intro that we're trying to meet as many celebrities as possible. And I think people, when they first started listening, like, oh, this is going to be a shit ton of celebrity guests are going to come on. And Tim, you're one of the few celebs that have come onto the podcast.
So it's all happening.
So it's all happening right now.
Dude, I could hook you up with some. I could hook you up with, I don't know if you'd want to have Sacha Baron Cohen on your show.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
We could do.
From Borat?
Yeah.
He would do Borat on your show and you'd do Ali G. 100%.
I'm going to subscribe to my own fucking Patreon if that
to
happens.
Listen to that shit.
I don't even want to be on that episode. I just want to fucking listen and transcribe it.
Tim, do you ever drive around and listen to Office Hours?
I actually do sometimes quality control. I give it a listen sometimes in the car or lying in my bed and just say, like, is this good?
Yeah.
Is this
I
working?
Have to do that too. I know. And then I won't do it for weeks, but then I'll listen to a couple episodes, the whole damn thing, laughing, smiling.
Well, you have to like what you have to love what you do. You can't.
You're right.
You got it.
Yeah.
Turned off by your own work. You should be excited about your work. It's not work.
100%.
But then
you're playing.
There's horror. These people I'm interested in is the horror writers. Because they're sitting there and they're trying to scare the shit out of themselves. They're sitting at home the same way we're trying to be funny.
Looking over their shoulder.
It's like, don't listen to what everybody's saying. Don't worry about what the fucking audience thinks. Just sit there. And if it scares the fuck out of you, it's fucking scary. Mm-hmm. That's all that fucking matters. Mm.
That seems like pretty easy work.
Horror. What would be the scariest shit that you put in something? What's the scariest image you could think of?
You know, like... A kid being mauled to death by some crazy, like, mentally handicapped person.
Yeah.
That did seem
torn to bits. That's scary, right?
Because you can't reason out of that one.
It
would be funny,
like,
a book that's just really repellent. Like, every chapter is like, ugh. It is awful.
Oh, no.
It's scary. It is scary, but it's also just, I don't want to read any of this. This is sick.
That's horror. I was at a bookstore one time in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I asked them, what's the scariest book you have here? And I actually can't remember the name of the book, but they said, we have a book here that's so scary. I refuse to read it. I will not read it.
How do they know then?
That's what I'm thinking.
I read that
Is it
book.
The Bible?
I'm not a big horror guy, but I read that book, The Stand.
Mr. Stephen King?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a
and
freak.
And that book did, like, I had started having nightmares, and I started to, like, yeah, that book got into my head, deep into my head. It's pretty scary.
What
is this, the Halloween episode?
Right, no, let's move into the real topic.
It's the Christmas one. This is the Christmas one.
And we might add, this is Joy Tactics. We're speaking about joyful subjects, joyful energy, and positive vibrations.
How to lead a male joyful life.
I have complaints about the A Christmas Carol, but if you want to talk about that, we can always talk about that.
That shit pisses me off. Scrooge and all of his choices.
Scrooge.
Yeah, me too.
There's no joy in him. in Scrooge?
Well, there isn't until the very end. And then suddenly, like, I guess my question is, do you think any of that sticks with Scrooge? Like, what's he like 2 weeks after that experience? You know he's sliding back into his old ways.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's no question.
Ordering Papa John's again. I'd like to see
cutting wages.
Oh,
yeah, 100% cutting wages. Yeah, the Cratchits. That poor ass family. I feel sad for them.
Pathetic. Or no, I feel bad for them. I don't feel like they're pathetic.
Right. Also, like, I mean, I bring this up only because I had to see a production of it the other night because I have children and one of their friends was in a production, like a small production of it. And it was like, you know, it's like the 1840s in London. And Cratchit's got like six kids. And one of them has got a limp. And that kid's like, they're like, he's not going to make it. You know, there's no way. And it's like, it's like a big deal. But don't you think back then that was just like sort of par for the course? Like, the odds of you having a sickly dying kid was pretty high. It'd be like not something you'd want to center your whole story on.
Especially in the snowy area.
Tiny Tim?
Tiny ass Tim, yeah.
Tiny little Tim.
That's the limping one?
I don't ever think they made him little enough. Because you've seen this video of the little girl and the tall woman and their meeting.
I did see that.
Yep.
And maybe get her up in that piece because that...
That's AI, you know,
I mean,
though.
She's... He thinks so.
Yeah, that's AI.
Yeah, it's possible.
Make him littler.
Did you guys see this article that came out yesterday? Google has a new AI chip.
Of course.
And the guy from Google is like, the only way we can explain it is that we're borrowing quantum computing power from other dimensions. And that's what Google's official statement was.
Really?
Can you believe that?
I did see that. I didn't see that part of it. I saw the part that said it's solving this math problem that would take longer than the existence of the universe to solve.
Yeah.
Septillion years.
Right.
I understand anything.
At that point, I literally shut my laptop. I said, I'm out.
You don't give a fuck.
I could come up with an equation that takes a trillion, jillion years. I come up with, if I just keep adding plus one, minus seven, divided by seven, plus seven. There's nothing special about these concepts to me, frankly.
Yeah,
the Large Hadron Collider, I laugh at the Large Hadron Collider.
I just got the update on my phone that has AI on it, so I'm going to try to stump Siri.
Yeah, yeah, let's get a problem.
Hey, Siri, what's 2,123 times 19,474 plus 176 minus 13?
Yeah, good luck, Siri.
Good luck,
Siri.
2,123 times 19,474 plus 176 minus 13 is 41,343,465.
Shit. She got
I think she might be a genius, actually, now that we think about it, now that I hear that.
How do you know?
That's very intelligent.
Siri, but how do you know that? Yeah, she's like,
interesting.
Caught red-handed.
Wow. She doesn't want to know that.
She can't do it without
the other multiverse.
Yeah. If she could do it without AI, I'd be very impressed. If she said, okay, right, I'm going to do it this time, all me. Mm-hmm. I'd say, good God, Siri.
If she grew up college in a bad education system, then I would begin to respect that. But she's birthed by Apple, Tim Cook, all those crooks over there.
And guess what? I just heard a something with the it was an interview with, I forget who the fuck this guy is. He's some like Elon Musk Republican, like tech VC person. And he was like, met up with someone in the government and or with the Biden administration, and he was like, I'm gonna invest in AI, and they were like, don't do anything with AI, we're gonna control it all, we're going to we're gonna have three companies that will be able to do it. And then he reminded them, he said remember the Cold War with nuclear physics and all that stuff? Well, if need be, we'll strip all of the information of the AI math from colleges or something like that.
Okay.
Okay, well then I'm not going to go to fucking college.
So that's why I'm
I don't know what's the what.
I'm fine with that. Go do it.
Yeah, do it then. See what happens. They can't take Siri away from us. The open door is already Pandora has been.
Do whatever you want.
But how about guys? How about these lights over New Jersey that is are unexplained and even the government doesn't know what they are? What do we think about that?
What's this? This one I missed.
Oh well, it might have been fielded from me.
I'm in the West Coast. Do you think I give a shit? What happens in Jersey?
You say that now.
Oh shit!
Just wait until the middle continental earthquake shrinks everybody together and folds them together like a piece of ham, and then we're gonna have Jersey right next to Sacramento.
When you only have one tortilla.
Oh, those are pathetic. That's always what it feels like. A sad meal. But no, they got these drones out of the size of cars floating above the city, and no one can explain what they are. That's what I'm hearing and reporting on right now.
Mm-hmm. It's something you know.
What does Coast to Coast say? You know Coast to Coast?
Oh, I love Coast. My mom used to listen to that in the car. Art Bell, right?
Yeah. What's Coast to Coast?
George Norrie.
It kind of predates like Alex Jones and all that, but it was just like a radio show where they had on UFO talk and alien talk, and they had a guy call. I remember this. I think this might have been kind of famous, but they, you know, occult stuff and weird, all those weird ghosts and unexplained stuff. They had this guy call in, or it was a woman. I think it was a guy who said that they were a horse. They had like a 20-minute conversation with this guy. It was like, yeah, that's a horse. It's like a horse trapped in a man's body or something like that. It's pretty interesting.
I get it.
You know what? I'll say this, and this is pretty vulnerable to share. And if you think it's weird, then it was a joke and I'm lying. But I was sitting at the gym the other day. I was stretching or something on the ground, and I had my fists out on the ground like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just felt like, you know what? Easily I could imagine that I am a deer. Easily that could be me.
It's not that far of a stretch.
Easily.
You can get, especially with the acting classes we've taken, you can get there pretty quick.
That's true. Have you ever done an animal walk? What do they call that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Walking around as a giraffe for 24 hours and then you get caught breaking and entering.
That'll get you in character in fucking 2 seconds flat if you just put yourself in an animal mindset.
I don't know you guys that well. I mean, Jack, I've hung out with you a couple times. And Eric, I believe I just met you recently.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always like to check in with my bros and guys I meet for the first time. Like, what is your spirit animal? Like, let's get into
it. Of course. You
know? This is so groovy and cool.
If we're going Harry Potter, Patronus, you guys know about that, right?
No.
That's a liquor?
Essentially a spirit animal, but from the Harry Potter world. But we can do that on the second fucking interview we do with you, Tim. Okay, spirit animal, though.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't give a shit what your spirit animal is. Thank you.
Eric, you are being going to look so foolish. So when that comes out.
Yes. Speaking of animal walks, though, I had an improv teacher in Chicago that was like doing an exercise. And he was like, it wasn't Del Close.
That's a legend. That's a legend.
That's a legend right there. Yeah. Oh, I know.
And he got fucked up daily.
Oh,
from what I've heard.
How you think he came up with the Herald?
Well, exactly.
You come up with the Herald sober?
No. Imagine Del Close, Bukowski, and Bourdain all getting all faded.
But this was this teacher. He was like an old school, like Second City guy, and he was really, really probably in his late 60s, maybe early 70s. And he made us do this exercise where it's like, be like a beast, a monster in a scene. And everybody was kind of like doing like kind of not going really hard. And he was like, be a fucking beast. And he got up on stage and did like his version of what a demonic like beast would be like. And it was like,
it was
there was a woman in the scene with him and he like got on all fours and was like, come on, like fucking losing his mind. And I mean, he kind of, he showed us, you know.
You know, that's how Al Roker is probably warming up his guests right before interviewing them.
Have I told you guys a story before that I was in an improv class and there was this girl that was so scared to be there, like she was really pushing herself to do it, And she was so nervous that she'd bring like a thermos of white wine to like every
Oh,
guy
geez.
and like never wanted to go up. And then we had this sort of like macho, like, you know, I don't know, Sudeikis style teacher go up and be like, why the fuck are you? He's like, you know, we're like 5 weeks in the class and he goes to her and he goes, why the fuck are you here? Like, this is like a level two improv class. She's like, I don't know. I just like thought I'd try it. And he's like, your aunt fucking paid for these classes, didn't she? Like, look around you. She's like, he's like, everyone else here wants to be here. Everyone else here wants to make a career out of this. She starts
Jeez.
crying. He's like asking her what's in the thermos. She has to say it's wine.
Oh
And
my
then she goes up and
God.
does a scene and is like
She
shaking.
kills it. She
Yeah, she
kills it.
bodied it. That was
Yeah.
Poehler. That was Amy Poehler.
She ran
Oh, that
that
was Amy
time.
Poehler.
Oh, that's such a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so it ended good
From
in
Sisters. Isn't
the
she in that?
yeah, from Sisters with Faye.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't want to like
Yeah. Oh.
derail this here, but usually I do a cast and people and they start rattling off credits and shit. Do you guys want to throw to that? Are you going to do that? Cut that in later? Like, how do you
Whoa,
usually
we could
roll with
do.
guests? Just,
Well, yeah, let's hit that now.
I just
You when
feel a
you want
little
to?
like maybe people don't know who I am or.
Sure.
Yeah, let's hit
Yeah,
it.
hey
I think
everybody,
that'd be
welcome
good.
to Joy Tactics.
We got Tim Heidecker up in this piece, actor, singer, podcast host, great
There
guy,
we go.
white, liberal, one of the
Hell
best to ever do
yeah. Yep.
it.
Hell yeah.
And
Nate's
Tim,
also
what was
here.
the favorite? Oh
Oh
yeah,
my
Nate
bad. Yeah, I'm
Garone.
also here as well, but
Bald.
yeah, I'm bald.
I'll be doing
That's pretty
shows
much
with
it.
I'm doing shows with Sarah Cooper, the this
For
we're doing
you,
the
good for
Lincoln
you,
Center. Yeah.
man.
That's
You guys are doing that in the Oval
dope.
Office, right? You're
Thank
doing
you.
that for all the generals, doing some improv
We're doing, yeah, what's it called? And you go overseas with the troops,
with her. Oh yeah,
USO.
the Robin
USO,
Williams. USO.
me and Sarah Cooper
Oh my
and
God,
Matt
for
Friend. Me and Matt
oh Matt
Friend.
Friend.
Tim, you
Oh
are
shit.
saying
Hey, oh,
you're
do
saying
not disrespect Matt Friend, please.
Tim, like he's
This
a
is the
friend of the show.
exact
He's a
lineup
friend, like
of
a
the
good friend of
that's
the
a
show.
genius. We did, me and Eric did the SNL
Oh,
showcase 2 years ago in LA, and
really?
they both of those people were on that line. Oh wait, no, Matt Friend was at the New York one that same
What did he
round.
tell you, Jack? Oh,
Damn!
man,
All
this is too
right.
inside. This is too inside.
Listen, this is me talking shit, but I want to just say it, and if we cut it out, we cut it out, but I'd like Tim to know
Yeah.
this.
By the way, this is gonna bite you in the fucking ass
Yeah,
someday,
Jack.
Jack. You know,
What?
you're fucking with Matt Friend Enterprises, man. This is gonna fucking
You're gonna roll up to a
Dude,
pitch
dude's
at
got a
Universal
podcast on
Studio.
Club Random Networks.
I know he's
Does
gonna
he
do
really? He does. Wait, Club
Well,
Random has multiple entities underneath it?
yeah,
That
they do.
Bill
Yeah,
Maher Smart.
they. I know there's at least one. I remember. It's really funny. Like, you got to see it. It's the best. It's
I
like
can
Matt
only
Friend is
imagine,
on.
yeah.
I happen to know. Well, go ahead, Jack. You have a.
Is it
You
called Matt
have.
Friend and Friends?
Matt and
It's
Friends.
something
That'd be
like
fucking
that. It's like
hilarious. Matt Friends.
friends with friend
Matt's
or something.
Friends. He doesn't even need anybody else on the podcast, is what's so
Right.
fucking sick. Because he
But guess
can
who his
just.
first guest is? Hot Tua chick,
Was
the
that
Hot Tua
Ms.
girl.
Hoctua?
It's Bill Maher.
You're kidding. Of
And
course.
guess where they do the guess where they do the first episode from?
Burj
White
Khalifa.
House. Club Random.
My God.
Yeah.
How sick. Imagine the feeling like, oh my God, what is my life?
He's
That's
shaking,
awesome.
shaking to be sitting next to him.
Bill,
Oh, did you guys see Joe? What's her name? Jane Fonda just sort of take out Bill Maher, assassinate him
yeah, she wrecked
conversation.
him.
She
She
took his
wrecked him.
ass out.
On
I
the
have a Jane
podcast?
Fonda story, but Jack, do you want to tell your Matt Friend bit?
Okay. This is gonna be amazing. You know Sam Campbell, the Australian comedian, hilarious.
Yeah.
Joy Tactics. Joy Tactics. Joy.
I saw this Matt Friend. Me and the Office Hours guys are obsessed with Matt Friend. I don't know, but he just put up something that was him doing an impression with Michael Bublé,
Oh,
and
God.
there's nothing about. It feels like anybody could do that in like. It was just, hey, it's me, Michael Bublé, and I'm having a Merry Christmas. You know, it's like that's the extent of it. And like Michael Bublé is there being like, that's pretty
Great
cool. Like, there's
job.
nothing that
Yeah.
distinctive about Michael Bublé, except that he kind of sounds like Frank Sinatra when he sings. It's the whole thing's very weird. It seems very like you know, this suck-assery of celebrities that I don't see how anybody else would be like attracted to that as entertainment anymore.
I know.
Well, they have a brain, autoimmune brain diseases is what I call them.
Do you think Friend is like, because you know how he rolls up on the street and he's like taking a selfie with somebody and he's doing an impression of like, oh, I think he just did Will Arnett or something.
Yeah.
And he just like is next to them. Do you think he's like has rolled up to a celebrity like just on the street and has to like in real time come up with an impression of them? Like he's like, I gotta shoot my shot, like fucking Ryan Seacrest just is walking past me, like, right. I gotta fucking,
because otherwise he's like stalking these people,
right?
Yeah,
which I've never done, right. I'll just say
right, of course
I'm not a stalker.
No, none of us guys are.
Nah. I had an interesting experience with Jane Fonda.
What happened?
Interesting.
Since you brought her up,
mm-hmm.
I was in this movie Us that Jordan Peele made, you know?
Yeah.
And this guy in town, I guess I won't say his name, whatever. He's kind of a known guy, but he has screenings at his house like every Sunday. And he was going to show Us, and I know him a little bit, and he was like, could you stop by after the, you know, and would you stop by and like be there for the screening? And it's like really like 20 or 30 people are there. It's like it's like a screening room at a guy's house. And I had already seen the movie like 3 or 4 times, cause it had been there'd been the premiere and stuff. And I was like, I'll just show up at the end and come in and say hi, whatever. I don't know. It was like, I felt awkward cause I'm not, it's not my movie or anything. I'm just in it. And so I get there like towards the end and I kind of sneak in, and you ever just get the feeling that something isn't playing well, you know, like you just know there's this shuffling in the room, and I could just, it's not a comedy, so it's not like you're looking for laughs or anything, but I could tell there was just like an energy in that room that was not feeling that movie. Cause it's kind of an older crowd. Like, you know, Ed Begley Jr. would be there one week, or like Paul Reiser or people like that, you know, and like, it's not exactly their kind of movie, I think. That's a generalization. But anyway, lights come on. The guy that has the house is like, people are like mildly applauding, like uncomfortable, just kind of dead in there. And the guy running this, hey, so everybody, one of the cast of Us is here. Tim Heidecker is here. And there's some young kids there who are actually like some college kids are there, like kind of excited about it. But I come out like, hi, thanks. Very happy to be here, blah, blah, blah. And I see Jane Fonda is like one of the 20 people in that room. I didn't know that. And I'd never like, you know, it's like, you're not expecting to see Jane Fonda and you're ever. And she's like, why did they make that movie?
No.
What was the point of that? You know, like really leans in on me. And they're starting to like kind of, people are sort of going back and forth and trying to kind of defend it. But it was like, she's like, well, I just don't get it. I don't see what the point was and all this stuff.
Jesus.
Because like, it's a spooky movie.
And you're just standing there kind of trying to answer for it.
Yeah, and she was like, well, you were very good, but I just don't, you know, she was not, she wasn't rude to me, but I don't know. It was weird.
So she feared you.
She's a tough lady.
Yeah,
cookie.
But she wouldn't say it to your face.
She doesn't give anyone a break.
We'll facilitate. We'll run that conversation back, and just let you and Jane Fonda go at it. Because that's.
But maybe, you know, maybe she saw it a second time and loved it. So I don't want to.
That's true.
I'm not looking to cause a war here.
She might be watching it right now. Ooh,
Ms. Fonda.
Cool. That freaked me out. Talk about a horror movie.
Gave me the chills.
I think that's what we would be masters at, is social horror, awkward moment style horror features.
You mean a socially haunted
God
house?
Knows. Yeah,
SNL. All right, we should write a packet. We should write an SNL. I hear they're doing SNL next year.
If we became a writing team and shared an office
and salary,
next year we're on the cover. We're on this shit, just us.
What is that?
Did you see that, Tim? Oh. Sarah's on this one.
Oh, that's cool.
New York Magazine.
Yeah, you'll be like the Please Don't Destroy Us boys, and you snap zooming all over the place in that room.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We took hold them hostage.
But
Say,
on crack,
don't say a word.
crank that zoom
Yeah.
out of fucking out of control and keep the camera audio in so you can hear the rack. What the hell, man? People disrespect that sound.
The zoom is
What
so
does that sound
loud.
like?
When it hits, when it
That'd
finally
be
reaches the
funny.
max length.
I might ask Vic to do this, just to take one of their sketches and add like a little, like every time the zooms happen.
Uh-oh. Don't
Sorry.
let Vic at him. Vic's right now just revving up, waiting to get somebody. See, now Matt Friend could not do that. That's for sure. Impression
No.
of the wind, impression of objects
Yeah.
in the wind.
I should
Who's
get him
that
on
guy?
Office Hours and like ask him to do like Fred Flintstone and just really
Right.
embarrassing, debasing impressions.
I saw
Who
that
Fred?
dude live. You remember that dude who was in like Spaceballs? He was like an 80s
Rick
stand
Moranis?
up. No, he was the guy who did like sound effects for things, and he would
Oh
do
yeah,
like
the
Jimi
guy
Hendrix, like.
from Police Academy.
I saw him live in Florida once. And that type of humor is, I would say, extinct. Who's doing sound effect humor in this day and
Well, we
age?
don't know what's going on in China. We don't know what's going on in India. We don't know. I think that's what we need to turn our eye to next
Right,
is
international
international
humor.
style humor.
It's a
Who's the
global
big,
one.
who's
That's
that
true.
crazy big comedian that everyone knows? David, not Dave Attell. He's huge. He's amazing. But there's another man.
Mr. Bean.
Internet, who? Sebastian Maniscalco?
No, just
Cat
another guy. I'll
Williams.
get back to you guys. We need to be, if we were doing expat, because they have like expat comedy clubs
Oh,
in
yeah,
Hong
in
Kong.
Japan.
If we were able to learn Chinese and bring our comedic sensibilities to China, I really.
Oh, war is over tomorrow. We're moving the Golden Gate Bridge to Taiwan.
Yeah, we could solve all
Like
that
that.
shit quickly, quickly.
You should like maybe Emo Phillips. Yeah, he, I think it was Paris. I think it was France. He like learned his whole set in French and then and did it and did it went over to f and I don't
Wow,
think he
that's
really
fun.
understood it. I don't think he
But
like
did
I
he
don't think he
crush?
learned French. He kind of just like learned his act in French.
Yeah.
I did that with Japanese, frankly, with a song. I've done that with a couple languages, come to think of. I know one song in Japanese, but I don't know what I'm saying.
Oh, really?
And then I could, yeah, that's about it. A little
That's an
bit. Jim,
act
do you
right
know
there. You can
who?
go and do one song.
That's a good point. I could go to Japan and they would be impressed with my moves. I don't get any fucking respect for my singing in the United States.
No, because it's different.
Not
Because
yet.
you're no one, yeah, no one's ever seen anything like
But
you.
my English is very good. Not a lot of people sing with amazing English, but my English is,
Impeccable.
it's up there.
Tim, do you know who Zhao Ma is? Zhao Man, NYC. He's this white guy that knows Chinese and he's starting to learn other languages. And he wears a
No.
GoPro, and he'll go into like a Chinese restaurant, and he'll pretend to be like a dumb white guy, and then he'll like surprise them with their language, and then the sound effect is always the same, and it's like it like hard cuts to their facial reaction, and sometimes there's barely any facial reaction, but it's like boing, and they're so but sometimes, but he recently did patois, so he was doing it. He's like the whitest guy you've ever seen in your life, and he's going up to Jamaican people and hitting them with the
Oh,
patois.
God.
But I think that's also a
He's
market
not
that we could
mastering
start to
these
dominate.
languages, is he?
No, he's
No.
not. I mean, Chinese, I think he's got that shit down pat.
But Chinese is
But
easy.
that's what I keep saying.
I know there's
It's
like four
so.
fucking letters.
It's literally like if you know, yeah, exactly. If you know English, you just need to know how to speak English like backward, almost like backwards. Like it's the same
Exactly.
language. It's like if
Right.
you take like a word like window, it's basically like their word for window. I think it's like woo, oh wow. It's like the back. It's like window up backwards. It's like looking at the word window in a mirror. I
Yep.
think.
That's right.
You may be
Literally,
right.
that
You
is
may be
right. No, it is right. It is
right.
right. And that has something to do with the polls. I don't know why, but it does.
It does. Do you know, I watched this
Damn.
Leonardo da Vinci documentary this past week on
Congratulations.
PBS.
He was a
Yeah, I
genius.
mean, he's the best, that guy. I mean, nobody's nobody we that might have been the best we ever had.
Do you think he was a good man as well? Was he good to be around, or he was just a genius?
That's what they say. They say he was a good guy. They say he was like. That's what they do say.
That's his main thing. He was hella nice.
You can ask me anything about Leonardo da Vinci, and as long as I haven't fallen asleep during that specific part that you're asking about, I'm pretty confident I can answer.
Well, was he a prodigy? Was he a young genius, or did he take a while, like Einstein and me and Jack? And
he
Nate?
He started pretty young as a apprentice, but I think I brought him up because his whole life he wrote backwards. Do you know about this? He wrote all his journals, everything he wrote was written to be read in the mirror.
Oh my God.
Now that's annoying.
What is that? Is that to keep it a secret?
Because he's trying to trick people?
Yeah, it's like some kind of code writing.
The Da Vinci Code. So I'm seeing the
movie idea.
I'm seeing the pattern.
That shit.
Well, I would like to know how he got that damn helicopter technology.
Yeah, can you answer that, Tim?
Well, it would be a lot more impressive if it worked.
But he was able to think, like, destroyed. If I spin the shit fast enough, I'm going to get...
Da Vinci right. Destroyed.
Yeah, dude. Cool, man. I could also think about if I could make food teleport to me. And then I'd get to look back in time and say this. You know what I'm saying? That's the guy who invented of this.
I have this invention that I can get real, real small and go under doors and then get real big again.
Yeah.
You know, I can change my size whenever I want.
And be careful in the future if you're listening. Man. Don't get big when you're still under the door. Trust me. It's very dangerous.
That's an epidemic.
Do you wish that you could go? Because I'm watching these all day. I'm watching these videos of people, how people celebrated Christmas in 1400. And I'm looking at it. I'm thinking.
What?
They have it on YouTube. They made meat pies and they sang and they danced and they cut trees down and ate and drank.
Died
and
of dysentery.
All had sex, died badly. But I do look and I think, might have been nice. Do you wish you could ever go back to then?
Yeah, I would like to. I think it would be interesting to sort of, you know, like when the sun goes down, that's it. It's time for bed.
Mm-hmm.
I think like what happens nowadays is sun goes down and then there's all this time that you're supposed to do stuff. But I'd rather just be asleep.
Yeah, they had no nightlife. The party scene. There was no party scene.
It wasn't written about.
There's no money for that amount of candles. You could not keep that amount of candles going every night.
Damn.
So then, wait a minute.
Huh? Medieval tequila.
Jack, you just learned something?
What?
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say that I learned that they used for their... they didn't have plates back then. Do you know this?
No.
And they would use stale bread. They would use stale-ass bread, and they would put it on there as a plate. And then afterwards, they would either give them to the dogs or the animals, or they would, for charity, they would give them to a peasant to have their all slobbery, like, disgusting plate to kind of gnaw.
But how come every
that sounds
time
like
you
an
see
Ed Begley Jr.
About,
idea.
How come every time you see some kind of, archaeology show, they're always pulling out a plate from the ground?
Yeah come on, Nate.
Well, this was in the Dark Ages when they forgot about the plate technology.
Oh, that plate was first to be forgotten.
That was long gone. Yeah,
we're in a dark art right now, by the way. Or what did you call it? The dark art era?
Dark times.
Oh, dark times.
The dark times.
We're in the dark times right now with ancient technology called decorum, manners, civility,
that's such a good point.
Yeah, so I hate to get political if that even is
there
political.
Was that is interesting to think about, like the Dark Ages, because you had the Rome, like in England, for example, you had the Romans come up there and build all this technology, right? Like in the prehistoric, like not pre- but like in BC, you know, like 300, and then their empire collapsed, so they retreated. And generations that were left up in England, like after a couple generations, they all forgot how to keep up with all the stuff that the Romans built.
And well, like, I think about
like 100 years goes by, and then like 200 years go by, and they're like, "What was that thing for again? What, how are you supposed to how are you supposed to turn that on? Does anyone know?" And then it just becomes ruins. It's kind of like that might be happening right now with like nuclear submarines or something.
It definitely is.
Can you imagine?
I hate to think about that, about nuclear submarines. If I could get on a German U-boat and if I had to spend the rest of my life there just to preserve the art, I would do it. I love
master the technology.
I would just keep its memory alive.
I went to school with a guy, I was in theater class in high school with a guy who is now turned his life around. He got really into hardcore music, screamo. Very successful, was touring Europe. Something very bad happened. I'm not sure what it is. And now he is working on a nuclear submarine. And he's advancing very fast.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for him.
For which team?
So, for us, as far as I know.
All right.
But they can be compromised. So I don't know.
Here's what I get confused about with nuclear submarines. You have submarines that are powered by nuclear energy.
Right.
And there are submarines that launch nuclear missiles,
and those are powered by the pedals,
yeah,
like just kicking like a bike.
But are there nuclear submarines that fire nuclear missiles?
Nobody knows.
You don't want to know the answer. You don't want to know the answer.
Do not pull the thread on this one. Do not pull the thread.
Let's move on.
You see, the aliens are down there.
We're talking about tour life on the podcast.
That's right. Be careful.
Oh yeah, what the hell is this? Are we rolling?
We'll start in a bit.
We're just getting revved up. Yep. This is one of them 5-hour podcasts, Tim, by the way. We go Rogan style times three.
Can you believe that Trump was sitting down for 2.5, almost 3 hours on that thing?
Didn't go pee one time. He didn't get up to pee. He didn't have one sip of water.
Loading up the diaper.
Oh, he's got the diaper.
The diaper. No underpants. No, I had my underpants on, rather. Alan Dershowitz. Remember him?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I've kind of come around on Trump. I get it.
Yeah, because his policies
he's a fighter.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, I was like really against, I was really anti-Trump, and then I saw that assassination attempt, and I thought, that's my guy. Like, that guy has fight in him. I didn't realize he had that fight. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think somebody who doesn't... Somebody
Dude,
who doesn't
he's a fucking
have.
Beast. And then I saw, I was listening to Theo Vaughn, whose opinions on everything I respect so much.
Yeah.
I kind of heard his take and I thought, damn, maybe I've been like lied to by the mainstream media and Meet the Press and, you know, Joe Scarborough. And the more you looked into it, I thought, well, I mean, the guy, he was president. And he did a good job, and let's give him another shot, you know?
I kind of turned a page when I was like, oh, shit, he's fucking with Hinchcliffe?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Mr. Tony?
Yeah.
Well, what people don't realize
I respect
is
him
that,
so much that... Well, go ahead. Sorry, Eric.
Oh, I was just going to say he's... You know, it's called... he's like building in silence that body of his, because we see him, and it looks like he's got... trench. You know, it looks crazy. Looks like the hull of a ship. But what he's going to do, I think, fourth year of the second presidency, is take that shit off. He's going to be fucking eight-packed out, slick, hairless.
I hope.
I just know he's working on something very intense. He's doing lat pull-downs every morning. He's
taking, he'll be getting a kiss from me.
He's taking peptides.
Mm-hmm. If that's the case, there's a kiss coming.
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah.
I'm going to send a kiss, a smooch inside of a white unmarked envelope, and he's going to open it and think it's anthrax, but it's going to be a big old kiss from me, lipstick kiss. Domestic love style terror.
He just needs love. That's what's up. He needs someone to...
You know what I
and
heard?
Love
and this
ass.
Is like, I have a friend who works in, like not the State Department, the Supreme Court. And so he's connected with all the, like he works for Brett Kavanaugh. He used to party with Brett.
My man.
And he was hooking me up with some info that when Trump gets in, everybody in America, like I think every household, or I don't know what it is, Everybody's getting hooked up with this shit.
No.
A box. Yeah.
Hey, yo.
Oh, shit. Oh.
If you're listening, I guess if you're listening, do you guys want to explain what I'm...
This is a crumble cookie mini party box. If that's the mini party box, I literally can only imagine how much fun the normal size party box is.
Well, you take that to a wake, all is forgiven. Everything's fine.
Yeah, you're
make
you're,
January 6th yummy.
January 20th, I guess, like, I think for, he said, like, first half of the year, like, maybe, like, on President's Day. That'd be kind of cool. President's Day, everybody gets
That's fun. Well, that's so nice because normally the president wants it to be all about them, but he's going to give out the stimulus cookie package.
That's just what I heard is going to happen. Well, you know, here's the largest mobilization of cookies in this country. It'd be the largest mobilization of cookies in the history of mankind.
He's got to get some people to give out the milk as well. If he's giving milk out, imagine that.
That's taking like the whole Andy Kaufman concept to like a whole nother level.
You're right.
Meanwhile, Joe Biden, I mean, it's just interesting to me. How many cookies he's eaten personally in his time in office?
Well, he likes ice cream. He likes that sweet ice cream.
He doesn't like to offer it to people, though. That's interesting. It's just things I'm noticing.
Well, did you guys see the video of RFK Jr. looking at the crumble cookies?
No.
And they're all laid out, and he's going, Jesus Christ. Like, the amount of ingredients, he's looking at the ingredient list, and he's like, that's what he thinks is wrong. I think there might be a rift between him and Mr. Trump.
Oh, then he President might put Trump, a, he might put the kibosh on the crumble delivery.
Well, shit. I hope not. I hope that's not the case.
Just do single ingredient cookies.
I highly recommend something. Speaking of Joe Biden, I highly recommend a video that I saw today. It's Joe Biden introducing inducting the Grateful Dead for the Kennedy Center honors, you know, and he comes up and gives a little speech. It's a mess.
It's real.
It's real. He you know, every year they give like, you know, I think Francis Ford Coppola is getting one. They always give like the old timers, the little necklace, the rainbow necklace for the arts. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he gets up there. He should play it. I don't know if you can play it. Holy crap, man.
Jamie, is he having a tough time? Is he having a tough time up there?
Yeah, well, I'll just play this 1 second of it for you. Yeah. I swear to God, this is exactly, it's a little YouTube clip that I saw. And this is the part that got me. This is the end. This is just, they clipped it out.
His granddaughter said, "What's the dead?" I said, "I beg your pardon? What's the Grateful Dead, Pop?"
So the Kennedy Center honors just cuts to this. Is how the video ends.
No,
this is how the video ends. Liz, watch this.
My youngest granddaughter said, "What's the dead?" I said, "I beg your pardon? The Grateful Dead, Pop."
That's a crazy cut. That's
we'll be right back with more of this story.
Do we
didn't even do
kind of
that.
Music Joe Biden.
Look, I'm not kidding around.
I mean, the editing there's
Mr. Biden.
Because Obama puts out his playlist. We know his whole taste. Oh, yeah. We see his books that he's reading. We know the music he's listening to. Mm-hmm. We know
that's
he has an eclectic taste.
That's the question is, Tim, is what would, what's his name? Da Vinci? What music would he be really enjoying if he was alive today? What would his Spotify Wrapped be?
It would be like this. This would be the first song. You press play.
Italiano. Don't make fun of Italians, Tim. I don't know if you've seen the news lately.
You know what just happened.
But
you know what just happened.
They are attacking.
Luigi. We gotta dip into
Mangiani.
Wow, Luigi.
Wait.
Luigi Mangione.
Mangione.
That's not a real name. Is that really his name? I guess it is.
I think it's real.
I've never heard of nobody named Luigi before, right? That seems like, come on.
It might have caused him great pain.
This is a simulation we're living in.
It's possible.
You think that's what happened is he was getting spinal surgery and his mom had a neurological disease and he would call and they'd go, "Oh, is it Luigi again? Oh, hey." make fun of him, and all the people were
who were clowning on his
bullying
ass.
Him, bullying him on
it
the
was
hotline.
Mario.
Well, oh, you've heard that.
Look at Mario.
I don't know if you guys have dug deep into this conspiracy.
Of course we have.
But did you see his YouTube channel?
No.
His YouTube channel, he's leaving clues everywhere. You saw the Monopoly money, right? And where did he get picked up at? McDonald's.
Monopoly. Oh, McDonald's.
And on his YouTube channel, his profile picture is him with some McDonald's. And on it, it says,
"Oh yeah,
likes McDonald's." I'm like forgetting the conspiracy. Yeah,
it's a conspiracy that he likes McDonald's.
Give me like fucking 1 second. Like seriously, I got it.
Joe Rogan tells you to get the fuck out. The first ever guest to get cursed out and told to leave.
You don't make it 3 minutes. You got 40 milligrams of Xanax, and you're so nervous.
No, but he said there's something that's going to happen on December 13th on his YouTube channel.
Oh shit!
Oh, he scheduled something. Like you can. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Oh,
a message?
Just wait.
I don't know. Do you guys like this guy being like? I don't think I like this folk hero shit. It's kind of.
I think
lame.
He needs to shut the fuck up. He needs to shut the fuck up. Be silent, and then maybe he'll get my respect.
Like, I don't. Yeah, he's.
Are you worried that it could be a Zelensky Zaddy, because Zelensky got a lot of hype in the beginning. I know I was certainly, I got a couple tattoos to cover, that's for sure.
I could do an impression of Zelensky because I saw him talking. I'm like Matt Friend over here, but I saw him talking to Congress. Like whenever he came over, he talked to Congress. And when he speaks English, he's like, it's crazy.
I want to thank you,
right?
For what you've done for this country.
He sounds like that, I swear to God.
Well, he might have learned from, like Conor O'Malley videos or something. That's just what he likes. He's like, oh, I'll put the subtitles on.
But, you know, he's an actor.
It's a little gross to be like these people that are like celebrating this guy. They're not going to do anything. They're not going to go out and kill anybody, are they?
Maybe one or two of them in the. Maybe one or two of
we
them
don't want to go
kill
down
somebody,
this road.
Kill their friend
we don't
or something
want to go
on
down
accident.
Like assassinating people, do we?
Oh, well, I'm the opposite, man.
This is a good moment to check in on that.
I just know that there's some sort of the most busted secret meetings happening at Oberlin College right now.
Yeah.
meet at midnight, fucking under the quad.
Under
the Starbucks.
The quad.
Do you guys all like that? Yeah, I do too.
There was all that. Right. On the other side.
Very good. Very good.
You know, you could make the argument that some of these people should be round up and put in the gulag. We would put a gulag together. Should have a gulag.
Who this for the CEOs?
Let's get a gulag.
A gulag CEO.
It sounds like a good drink.
That'll
end
up being a think tank, and they'll come up with the most best solutions to our world problems. That's
here's the thing.
Interesting.
If he knew he was gonna get caught anyways, I just think he kind of did some bitch ass having a silencer. Why don't you? If I was gonna kill somebody, I want everyone to get the message. I'm putting a fucking megaphone. Pop. Hold a megaphone to the front of the muzzle.
Musket.
And then I'd say it all loud.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, you know, it'd be cool. It'd be better like in a movie. In a Liam Neeson movie or something, let's take that guy, kidnap him, put him up, get him on, you know, do that thing where he's tied up in the basement. And
right.
He's got the video camera on him and he's like live streaming it, but the cops can't figure out where he is. I can't get a signal. I can't get a beat on him. No, it's a burner phone, you know. And you've got 24 hours to provide health care for the free health care for the rest of. For the world, right. Or there's a bomb in the Empire State Building, and then they're like, oh shit, we gotta get over there. You know, it's like,
right?
Aren't these lunatics watching movies? There's plenty of good ideas.
Not enough.
This is why we had the writer's strike last year.
Right.
The writers should be able to get working for domestic terrorists, and just doing punch ups. Okay, here's one. Why don't you take Anthony Fauci? Why don't you tie him to a willow tree and threaten to put 200 fucking vaccines in his back? The first ever OD on a vaccine. You can OD on anything.
Black Mirror.
Okay, so Luigi, what do you have planned? Well, here's what I'm thinking. Crack of dawn, I'm gonna go up and pop him in the back with a silencer and then get the hell out of there. Okay.
That's awesome.
And that's
And
a
then
good start.
good
But let me
start.
just back let's talk about what we want out of this.
Meanwhile,
I mean, what am I talking about? He's getting quite a bit of attention, so maybe he doesn't need my help.
he needs your help.
Well,
He really does. Okay, Tim. Let's just say you're gonna murder somebody, very wealthy, in a week.
crook.
And this news cycle's going on, so you really gotta one up it. You can't, And you're the real deal too, by the way, because if we were in that writer's room, at lunch we're all going, "These fucking Ivy League fuckers, like they all get to run the rooms, but it's us, dude. Like it's fucking we gotta it's fucking bullshit. Like we're good at murder."
Yeah. All right. Well, first thing you do is you become that person's driver. You get the job as the driver. Pick them up. You establish a rapport. Oh, I'm the new guy. My name's Luigi. Started. I went to. I don't know. I'm your driver. You don't talk to the guy a lot.
You don't
You
speak
guys,
English.
nice weather we're having here. Traffic shouldn't be that bad, sir. I'll get you into town in less than 30 minutes. Now you got him in the back seat. And then, let's riff. Let's toss it around the room. I mean,
Why don't
where
you
are we
drive
going?
that car about 60 miles an hour into a wall and see what happens?
So this is a
Yeah.
murder suicide. We're
Well,
just
no,
turned
you'd
into
be
that.
protected. You wear a helmet. Wear a
You
helmet
have a roll cage
pillow.
just in the driver's seat. And
Yeah. Oops, I put some bubble gum in the seatbelt thing. Oops.
well, here's what you do.
Oops.
You're driving through the Holland Tunnel. You've got to have a crew. You got some guys. You
Right.
stop in the middle of the Holland Tunnel. Your bros also stop. So you've created a blockage of the tunnel. This SUV that this dude's been riding in, little does he know, it's packed with C4, brothers. Whoops.
That's plastic explosives.
And all those other guys, this is about to go into a what are those called? Those What are those called? Those
You're good. We'll just you're good.
mobs,
Don't worry.
flash mobs, flash mob,
A flash
struggling
mob.
so hard to turn
Wait,
into
a
a
flash
flash
mob?
mob
Oh, like
first.
the improv is
So it seems
everywhere.
like it's fun first, and it's like,
Yeah.
oh shit, like
Oh,
this
they
is
come out to
crazy. The
Skrillex,
Holland Tunnel.
Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites doing some crazy kind of yeah. That's good.
Anyway.
So the water's gonna come in is what the threat is that the tunnel's gonna you blow up the tunnel and then the water comes in. That's really scary.
Yeah,
Or
I mean, it's
you
a national disaster.
Yeah, and you can get service down there too. So you can stream, you could live stream from a bunch of
Yeah.
different phones, and then that's where you put your message out and you say, "Listen, unless you, yeah, this is now we got to think about demands."
Well, we have my thing is I'm definitely not a Medicare for all public option guy. I think we do have to bring down the cost of premiums by 5-10%.
That's right.
And offer yeah. I think
No,
that's
right.
about
Saying that.
it. I think if
No,
we can
we're
get
with you,
there,
man.
we're with
Yeah,
you,
and the
brother.
copays and the yeah.
Like
Bring the
copays
copays
are
down $5.
honestly, I think you'd be surprised to find that copays are actually pretty reasonable where they're at.
30.
I think we should expand coverage to other demographics that don't have available. And I think a 5-10% decrease in premiums is something that we should strive for. But I don't think it's going to be very easy to do because of tort, unless we have tort reform.
Or
Well,
unless we have
that's
Tim
what we always fucking
Heidecker.
get into at the end of these episodes is tort shit.
Yeah.
But I'll say this,
Speaking
I
of.
have a sort of a master plan if I could just say it real ass quick. So we do it, we have but and not it's not only UnitedHealthcare, we have all the other healthcare CEOs and their families.
Anthem, Aetna.
Anthem, Aetna, Cigna, and we all got them in a crazy bunker.
Blue Cross, but not Blue Cross Shield,
Right.
just the Blue Cross.
And we say, and we demand that they provide healthcare at a reduced cost, what you were saying, Tim, 10, 20%, reductions in premiums to only Democrats. Okay.
Wow.
So this is just the seed of the idea. So then what will happen is Democrats all across the country begin to see amazing reductions in their health care bills. The Republicans start seeing this, get a little jealous. Oops.
Okay, at this point,
they're starting to vote a little blue.
At this point, we should maybe
wave that takes over the entire world, and then we and then all the world becomes Democrat.
Right.
One world government.
That's what we keep talking about on this shit.
Vote blue, no matter who. That's what I say.
Even if it's a really bad, really, really bad guy.
Right.
Hell yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care. If they're a Democrat, I'm voting. They could be the most racist, vile person on the fucking planet. I'm a Democrat for fucking life. Biatch.
Yeah, because what's your alternative? The Republicans?
Right.
Please break.
This brings us to essentially, Tim, the end of the podcast, frankly.
All right.
Before we give Republicans any more airtime, which we will do in the second half, where we'll just fucking go in on Mitch McConnell and
you should hear us go off on Mitch
oh,
McConnell.
Oh God,
we've destroyed his ass.
Want to see my impression?
That's him.
Pathetic.
That's him.
Pathetic.
That's him.
He's worse than Biden.
He's worse. Oh,
definitely, I would say definitely he is.
And Joe Manchin, watch your fucking back. You betrayed us.
Oh shit. Adam Schiff, we're trying to get Adam Schiff on this thing all fucked up.
He would come on this thing, I think.
Have him spill some secrets.
Let me thank you for having me.
Well, Tim,
you were going to talk about road tour stories. We didn't get to it because we didn't quite get there. I'm getting myself on the road in January, back on the road. So I want to let your audience know about that tour coming up. All right. Well, how do I do that? Go to ticketmaster.timheidecker.
Really?
We set up a special Ticketmaster
domain
site.
Name. So anyone can make websites that are just like cars.timheidecker, and it can be.
Go to ticketmaster.bait.
Dot bait.
Dow.
You see what I just did?
I see. You did Penn Island. That's Penn Island behavior.
Dude, I would say if there's any children listening to that, that was a joke. Please do not. check that out. You'll see some nasty ass shit.
Well, we'll put the link to that in the show notes. Go see Tim. And your shows are, you can just basically guarantee that all of them just sold out or just right
now
this week. You can look at the before and after. I'd be curious to
see the bump. No, that's what we're saying. Yeah. You'll be very surprised.
We're going to bump it up to MSG. when we look at those numbers, and Hinchy's going to be out there with me for a few of the dates.
The Hinchman,
but just to chill in the green room, I think, just for companionship, just
chilling. Oh yeah, I should clarify, totally not doing any sets, but just chilling backstage with me. So,
but Jelly Roll's out there doing comedy though.
Yep. All right.
Pokemon Go to the shows,
Tim,
everybody.
We got what? Yeah. Tim, what is something that gave you joy this week, brother? This is how we end every podcast.
Oh, shit. I wish you'd let me know because I could have thought about that more. Well, we shot a new season of On Cinema, which will be airing on, I should also promote that. That's airing on Christmas Day, Christmas Day. And we finished, so Monday we were shooting, and so much of that brings me joy. I was laughing uncontrollably through much of it, and laughter is joy.
God bless
laughter
that.
Is medicine. Mm-hmm. Laughter is medicine.
Laughter is Jack, the best medicine.
Yeah,
certainly,
we should tell that to Luigi.
Certainly better than the COVID vax.
Yes.
Shot.
I laugh when I get that thing. I don't know why. Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you,
nice
Tim.
To see you.
Thanks, Tim.
God bless.
Bye, brother.
That was very fun. I hope we didn't burn any bridges.
No, just to Da Vinci.
Yeah, and we'll chop and screw any sections that, like, Matt. Story, I'll just chop and screw that so that they won't be able to tell.
Well. That concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.